2 dozen concerned Haligonians protested a university job fair held this afternoon near the Kennard Center in Halifax. The reason? Among those recruiting were the Canadian Army, CSIS, and the weapons manufacturer Lockheed Martin. Dalhousie University recently entered into a $2 million research deal with the weapons giant. Asaf Rashid, who participated in today's action, explains why they chose to picket this job fair.
So this letter was sent to the president days ago, demanding Lockheed Martin be pulled from the job fair. Never heard an answer, nothing at all. It was also sent to Career Services. Again, not a single word. They just chose to ignore it. They know the concerns. They're well detailed. Everything about what Lockheed Martin's war profiteering, about their involvement in making F-16s that were used in the bombardment in Gaza, which resulted in so many civilian dead. Like, the weapons kill massive amounts of people.
Later on, a protester dressed as a mad scientist tried to gain entry to the job fair.
Part of the People's Weapons Inspection Team, we just want to have a word with Lockheed Martin and the Canadian Security Intelligence Service and the Armed Forces. Questionable recruiters on the inside, and I'm only trying to do my job, you know. So I'd appreciate it if you could please allow me to go in and perform my duties. I have the mandate of the people to make sure there are no dangerous elements being promoted on the inside. In addition, Lockheed Martin is guilty of weapons of mass deception. Trying to confuse students
everybody,
about who they are.
I just want to let you know, if you don't have a valid student
anyway,
ID, we can't let you in to
as
the,
I was
this
saying,
event today's private event for Dalhousie.
Some hidden recruiters on the inside
in
as well.
Angela Day, a student at Dalhousie University, was removed from the premises by police.
The cop came up to me, grabbed my arm, twisted it backwards, and threw me out the door. So anyway, I just think it's despicable that this is what Dalhousie is offering to students who are simply passing out educational information with smiles on their faces and trying to engage people, and they're not even accepting that.
Students in Fredericton prevented a similar job fair from taking place in their city earlier this year. For the Halifax Media Cooperative, I'm Dawn Bailey.